Friday Evening Pine Mill Camp 2010.
I'd like Brother Coltus to come and open the service in prayer tonight, please.
Our Heavenly Father, we just come to you another evening with open hearts, open minds, so grateful for the bountiful blessings in our lives, for the bountiful blessings that we've received this week and all the fellowship, one with another, dear Lord. As we build one another up, as we encourage one another, by the fellowship, Lord. And Lord, we just ask your blessing now upon this time this evening and upon these children as they minister to the body, dear Lord. Thank you again, Lord. Amen.
We have an earring here that's turned into the lost and found. This is your earring. It's up here. I listened to some of the North Carolina camp, and there was an evening when children were asked to come to the front, and the song that they sang was, When he cometh to make up his jewels, all his jewels, precious jewels, his loved and his own. Hazel, would you come to the keyboard, please? And we're going to sing this one as we're just, the children are just getting ready, and then they will, when we finish, the children can come up and we'll enjoy their ministry. Let's stand together. It's on page, it's in the back of my red book on page 65 if you want to find the words. Children come, please. Feel free to take pictures as you wish.
Beautiful. We have a few new ones here this evening that haven't been here this week, but we'll introduce them as they go. I'm not sure of the order of the songs.
We just wanted to share what the theme for this week was first, and it's called God is Everything. God is in everything that we do. So we talked about how we can have God in our heart guiding us through our sports and through our eating and sleeping. And so the two songs that really seemed to click for the kids this week, one is Step Into the Water, which we sang while we were stepping into the water, and also really relates to the baptismal service that was so inspiring. And then after that, so they're going to do actions for that. And then the next one is Jesus in My Walking, and the kids made up a new verse for that as well.
So for Step Into the Water, I think I should scoot back a step to start with. Okay. Did you want to be in a semicircle? Heather? Come forward a bit. You girls, come this way a bit. Pretend you're standing around a pond. There you go. Right. Now Jesus in My Walking. We were trying to encourage the children to know that they're very important in this body of Christ and to minister throughout the week, and a few of them did. And I think there's a few more that would like to still minister for us. Who would like to be first? Can you tell us who you are?
Tarnok.
What's your name?
Tarnok. Tarnok. Drinking a lot, I have a son that a walks on. A watch on a game day, a walking guy shit on, and I think I know, and a man that, and a God, and Jesus, and a guy, a teacher on a walk, and it's so funny, and joking, and there is a handshake on there. And it does.
Brody.
It's good in moments like these. Moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my hands. I lift up my hands to the Lord, singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. I love you.
Alina. Rhiannon and Lane. Showers of blessing falling on you. 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 Showers of blessing falling on you.
You want to come in?
These are the Zilke girls. You can each say your name. Joe and Elizabeth Zilke.
I'm April. You're Amelia.
Thanks.
did what's right. I thought I had the answers. I thought I chose the surest road, but that road brought me here. So I put up a fight and told you how to help me. Not just when I have given up, the truth is coming clear. You know better than I. You know the way. I've let go the need to know why, for you know better than I. If this has been a test, I cannot see the reason. But maybe knowing I don't know is part of getting through. I tried to do what's best, but faith has made it easy to see the best thing I can do is to put my trust in you, for you know better.
Sing, Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross, my death to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross, my death to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high.
I'm a dad.
Living in a world of grown-ups,
It's tough to be a kid. You're either not big enough or just too young to do what they forbid. You try to get along with your parents to honor and obey. It isn't always easy, but the Bible says, remember every day you've got a big responsibility. You're a member of the family of God that's made of me and you. It's your responsibility to follow order and authority. It's your responsibility of love.
Gospel train is coming, I hear just in hand. I hear the car wheels rumbling and rolling through the land. Get on board, little children, get on board. Little children, get on board. Little children, there's room for many and more. Get on board, little children, get on board. Little children, board, little children, there's room for many and more. There is cheap and all can go. The rich and poor are there. No second class aboard this train. No difference in the fare. Get on board, little children, get on board. Little children, get on board. Little children, there's room for many and more. Get on board, little children, get on board. Little children, get on board. Oh, little children, there's room for many and more.
I'm Grace Yuki. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5.
Carson Snoke, and my parents are Nick and Lenore.
Jesus is the way maker. Jesus is the way maker. Jesus is the way maker. He made a way for you and me. When that sun refused to shine in that sinful heart of mine, it's Jesus, a doobie-doo, made a way for me.
Thank you. I'm Zachary York, and I belong to Sherry and Stuart. I'm going to sing and pledge allegiance. I have heard how Christians long ago were brought before a tyrant's throne. They were told that he would spare their lives if they would renounce the name of Christ. But one by one they chose to die. The Son of Good, God they would not deny. Like a great angelic choir sing, I can almost hear their voices ring. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb with all my strength. With all I am, I will seek to honor His command. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. Now the years have come and the years have gone, and the car.
This is Naomi Price. Okay, we have one more song. We were trying to teach the children that the idea wasn't for them to put on a show. But we love you all very dearly, and we know that as they grow, they learn to let the Spirit move. So I think we have many impromptu numbers up here right now.
I'm Haley Gray. My parents are Heather and Jesse Gray. White as snow, white as snow, though my sins were as scarlet, Lord, I know, Lord, I know. That I'm pleased and forgiven through the power of your blood, through the wonder of your love, through the faith in you. I know that I can be white as snow, white as snow, though my sins were as scarlet. Lord, I know. I know that I'm clean and forgiven through the power of your blood, through the wonder of your love, through the faith in you. I know that I can be white as snow.
Thank you very much, children. Okay, you can come down now.
We thank the Lord for these children, and we thank the parents for looking after them for us. They're our children. We need to all take responsibility for them and for their spiritual guidance, and just do everything we can to support these children and their parents and help them to walk in the way of the Lord. Praise God. And we also thank those who worked with these children this week. It was a little bit more relaxed, I think, not too structured this week, but I think it, from what I'm hearing, it went well, and they had a very good time. They even played with the teenagers from time to time. So thank you very much. There's a prayer request that we're going to take right away. We don't want to leave it to another meeting. This is submitted by John and Sue Greif from Payette, Idaho. It's for Joanne Levers White. Joanne is the daughter of Brother and Sister Levers, who came to this camp over the years, and they've been called home, but Joanne still lives in Payette. And we see her when we're there, and she's been to this camp as well. And she needs prayer. It says here, in 1995, Joanne had breast cancer. This week, she had her regular checkup with her oncologist. 2 days later, he called her back to tell her there's a growth in her lung. She is scheduled for a CT scan on Monday, and she requests your prayers on her behalf. Let's stand together and take this request to the Lord. Father, we ask for healing for Joanne tonight. Dear Lord, her heart has been filled with fear with this illness over time, dear Lord, and we just ask that the peace of your Holy Spirit will be hers, and we ask for healing to begin now, dear Lord. This is often a very scary diagnosis. But, dear Lord, you created her, and Father, you can make her body well again. And we just ask for your touch tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Before the young people come, there's one song that we need to hear from Wendy. Would you come? She needs to sing this because there are some people leaving before tomorrow, and they need to hear this song.
Okay, Debbie. And I just also want to thank my mom for being my mom is here tonight as well, and I just feel very blessed that she is here. And so I just want to make her feel welcome. just trying to remember how it starts. This is really bad. Honey. Honey? Oh. What? I can't get the right key. Okay. I may have moments of unbelief, but I don't let it worry me. It's just a feeling. But my heart knows. My heart knows Jesus loves me and washed my sins away. I know He will keep me forever. No matter where my head is at, I will not be. Satan will whisper, try to deceive, to make us doubt what we believe. But we know better. We have God's word. It's in my heart, safe and sure.
So good to have your mom here. Now, the young people, I think that these are mostly, there are some songs, and I don't think you were going to sing all together at all, right? It's going to be some individual songs. So I know, okay, here comes Matthew. He'll know what's going on. Hopefully. Pray for him that he knows what's going on.
So yeah, I just my name is Matthew Hannigan. I think it's the third time I've introduced myself at this camp. I'm from Saskatoon. All right. So at Young People's Today, talked about just taking a few minutes aside this afternoon and thinking about something that we could contribute to this service tonight. So I kind of left it up to the young people in that respect. And so if you have a song or something ready or a testimony or anything, just feel free to come up. I'm going to start it off, though. A little while back, I was in high school and was in a punk rock band. And I had a lot of fun and I made a lot of friends. But in my prophecies that I had, God said, don't use your music for worldly things. And that's pretty obvious because it came from him. So I eventually made the decision to quit the band. And, you know, we're all still good friends and stuff. And the band was actually really cool. There was a Mormon kid and a Catholic kid and me and then an atheist who was part of the band. So it was made some pretty interesting conversation. But anyways, the love of music and the love of writing music and stuff still stayed with me, and it was really on my heart that I could really start to use these things for God, because I had some experience with them. So I would praying that He would use these things, and so I've written a song, and I'm gonna play it for you. I just like you guys to pray for me, and that with all my experience, that this won't be a performance, that this will just be praising God, and that there won't be any of me in this, and that if you feel like clapping afterwards, just hold it and say praise God or hallelujah or something like that. I want all the praise and glory to go to Him. So I'll read the lyrics here for you guys. Like a ship, I tossed and turned, driven by the winds of the world. I'd never seen swells so large. My life had never been so dark. I had tried in my own power, now easy prey to be devoured. But this scripture had been written, in your weakness I'm perfected. Let me go to the chorus. And that's why I can't wait to see the glory of your majesty, to see you reign in victory, to see your kingdom come in me. Earthly love will come and go, but not your love, God, not at all. So when things seem so hopeless, I'll come and rest in your presence. And that's why I can't wait to see the glory of your majesty, to see you reign in victory, to see your kingdom come in me. I've known your boundless peace and love. I know I'll never get enough. And that's why we've got eternity, so I can start to see the love in store for me. Can I move that mic over there? I'm going to play the piano and sing at the same time. So, just stand. Sing about this loud, so we can turn it up a little bit more. Good. All right.
Like a ship I tossed and turned, driven by the winds of the world. Never seen a swell so large, my life had never been so. I had tried in my own power, now easy prey to be devoured. But this scripture had been written, in your presence I'm perfected. And that's why I can't wait to see the glory of your majesty. Thank you.
A song from some young ladies. Are there any young ladies who have a song? Here's one.
Thank you. I am Carl, I guess, not Max. And it was at the beginning of the semester, in like January something. And well, one night it just came upon me that I should learn the origin of life, like what happened. So I opened my Bible and I read the beginning of Genesis, and then I read Creation by Andy Snow. And then, you know, I didn't think of anything about it. I just did it. Like, I don't know why, because I was really seeking God and what he had to, like, say to me. And so the next morning in my biology class, we were learning about the origins of life. And it's pretty ironic, I guess. And of course, we went through all the theories of, like, how life started. And everyone seemed to kind of shun away the theory of how the world started and stuff, and I probably would have been fazed by that, but since I had the right tools and I was seeking God, it didn't faze me. I could just simply, I knew how life started by the Bible, and I thought that it was amazing how, since I was seeking God, he gave me the right tools I needed so that I wouldn't have been tested. He just simply made it easy for me. And that's what I have to say.
Like Matthew said earlier, he didn't want to make it a performance, and I've always struggled with that. It's hard for me to come up here and sing, because I am a performer. That's what I normally do. But in Young People, someone said today, if you've been thinking about singing, then you should just go for it, because that's what God wants you to do. So we were looking for songs to sing, and we kept coming back to this medley that we put together a couple of years ago, just because it fit with what we've been learning this week and how God's been leading. So we sang this a couple years ago, but we hope it blesses you. So
in the dark of the midnight have I oft hid my face while the storms howl about me and there's no mid the crash of the thunder, dear Lord, hear my cry. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. In his time, in there is no use to try, for there's no end of sorrow, there's no hope by and by. But I know thou art with me, and tomorrow rise, where the storms never darken the skies. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by.
Well, I'm Peter Amundsen from Edmonton. Guess I haven't really been up here yet to introduce myself, although I'm pretty sure I've made myself well known throughout camp. used to come to this camp quite a while ago, back with my family and stuff like that, and it's been a while since I've been here. I came last year, actually, and it's been really good to be back. I've always liked how relaxed it really feels here, and how close everyone seems to get when they're here too. There have been a lot of things I've been struggling with in my life, mostly with a lot of bitterness and hardness that we were talking about earlier in my heart, and a lot of it was towards a lot of the young people. Now, I don't think they really knew that I felt that way towards them. I didn't go out of my way to hang out with a lot of them. And a lot of times I stick to the few people that I am close to. And going to Battleford, or even before Battleford, going to Mike Gerbrook's cabin and stuff like that was really good for me. There's a lot of people there that I didn't really talk to. I talked to them a bit. We're all acquaintances, in a sense. But never really hung out with. And really forced myself to step out of that comfort zone that I pretty much put myself into. And it was one of those things that God was really working on me, because there's a lot of things that I had seen coming up to that point where bitterness had seeped into people's hearts. And I dragged them down. And the problem with bitterness and that hardness of your heart is that you do not know that it is there. We become so blinded that we think that all those around us are the cause for the problem. That it is not our own attitude or our own feelings that are what are causing those things to happen. So God was really working on me in those things. Where I had seen them in other people, God started showing that in my life and started pointing out the bitterness in my life and the things that I, and the way I had been treating people. So I guess at coming to Battleford now, I really wanted to make it an effort on myself that I was really going to refocus myself and refocus on building those relationships where there wasn't any relationships, and start building that relationship with God and start reforming those ties, not only with young people, but with older people as well, and just other people maybe that were in my local assembly but had moved. Stuff like that. A really good friend of mine is Bryce Sumbo. And he used to live in Edmonton back when I was like, I don't know, 16 or something like that. I can't remember, but it was a long time ago. And there's a few of us, and he was a real testament to me about focusing on God and not letting the world distract you and take you out of that, but keeping your sight set on God. So it's kind of become a tradition for us that after breakfast, me and him would go and we would pray together in the prayer room. Now, I would like to take this moment here to suggest to everybody that you do that. It was really sad to see coming into the prayer room. Well, I won't say anything about that, but just I really valued that time. It really became something to look forward to at my camp. Anyways, I'll go on and I'll read from James, the fourth chapter. And read from the first verse, and it says, "From whence come wars and fighting among you? Come they not hence, even of lust, your lusts, and the war in your members? Ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet ye have not, because you ask not. You ask and receive not, because ye ask me amiss, that ye may consume it upon your own lusts. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." And this is something I actually read after coming back from camp, and I guess it was more or less just God showing me in the sense that all the things that really seem to pull us and distract us away from God are driven by emotions and by pride and by conflict within ourselves for things that we want, things that we need for ourselves or that we feel is going to make us maybe look better or be better. Anyways, it goes on to say, "Do you think the scripture," or I'll go down to the sixth verse, "but he giveth more mercy or more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning, and your joy to heaving. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up." I really appreciated what Brother Hansen said the other night, where he had the men of the church come forward, and that the church prayed for the men of our church, that they would stand up and they would be pillars in the church, that we would see and we would have role models to follow, that we would have someone stand firm in our way. Someone who is going to pray for their children, who is going to make a stand for their children. And when they see their children walking away, that they will pick them up and they will set them back on the right path that God has for them. Amen. There is something I've struggled with for a long time, and it was a lot of pride to do with singing, and I used to sing in the service and stuff like that, and I've really put that aside because it really caused pride to stir up in my life. And I had a lot of, and part of it was that I got so much female attention for it too. Well, this is back a little bit, but but, you know, you come down and then the girls come up and they're like, "Hey, you should sing more often." And occasionally I'll sing, but there are some songs that a lot of times when I'm at work and stuff like that, God will put on my heart things that I'm meditating on maybe or dealing with. Well then. Is it that bad? Please, girls, don't take this as a sign of weakness. But there is a song that God had been impressing on me. And it talks about that personal relationship with God. And that continuing walk with God. And the beauty that is in that walk and in that prayer life that you can have with Him. And that song is in the garden. And I guess I'll try to sing it. If I start doing too bad, then maybe you guys can join in and help me out. No, I tend to sing slow sometimes. It's not. But anyways. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I am His own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever. Speaks and the sound of His voice is so sweet, love is blessing, and the melody that He gave. My heart is real.
This is just something Phil Lepson really talked to me about. Well, he had it in a church service, and it's always been on my heart because I feel like a lot of people struggle with it, and it kind of relates to what was just spoken about. But he said it really, really well. I didn't write down the verses, but I wrote down kind of the key points. It's about how the children of Israel and how God delivered to them, and how life is all about the little things, and how the blessings in your life over the last 10 years, over the family and your friends and your opportunities, how they're so dismissed all the time. And when I've thought about this, I've dismissed so many things. Like, if you break down these last 10 years, you have so many little things that you have that have happened to you, with job opportunities, sicknesses that haven't turned into worse sicknesses, and just when you pray, how things are answered, and also having disappointment within God. And disappointment within God can get out of hand really, really quickly. And I've had disappointment with God, and I've struggled with it a lot. And even though God does give us these opportunities and blesses us, this doesn't mean he will not give us go through life without trials. And God may not always answer our prayers how we want him to. We have to look at everything through God's eyes. And we might not understand how it works, because the mind is so complex, and we seem to try to break everything down. And we don't need to break everything down with what God gives us. And it seems like if you don't address things within God with your disappointment, it can get out of hand really quickly. And if you prepare what you have with God, you have every right to ask God for help. But you have to make the effort within God. And God's always there to answer prayer. And as I said, it may not be answered the way you want it, but never dismiss all the blessings that you do have in your life. And they're so easily dismissed. And I guess that's the main point, but disappointment turns into bitterness. And I think that when you have disappointment in your life, it drags you down in every single aspect. And life isn't worth going through with disappointment. You can go through it in so many different ways. And with one simple way to get rid of disappointment is to just give yourself fully to God, and to be vulnerable all the time. And a lot of it is our pride that gets in the way. And when pride gets in the way, there's no chance you can have a relationship with God. I don't think there's ever a place within God that you can have pride. And that's just something that really spoke to me with what Phil said. And Wayne said some things too, but I wrote so messy, I don't know if I can get into it. But he talked about how God is interested in what's best and not always what we want. Phil said. And we may not always be ready. This is really important. We may not always be ready or prepared for change, but we must be open to it. There's always the safety zone, and then there's the door. And we're usually stuck between the safety zone and the door. And God's just pushing us through to the door. And sometimes we have to push through this boundary to get anywhere throughout our life. And if we don't push ourselves, we're not going to get to where we want with our relationship with God. And if we don't prepare, we can't ask for what we want. And also praying for your enemies. And I find that I've become very judgmental in my life. And for myself, I don't realize how judging is such an ill sickness that I have. It really brings down. And I don't think anyone has the right to judge but God. And on any level, on the simplest of things. And it's very easy to judge on anything. But as soon as you start getting into this habit, it's something that can take over, and it's really not any place for me to judge, And I would just ask yourselves, if you find yourself in that position, if you're, well, why are you judging? It strengthens your relationship with your God, with God, and the guidance by the Holy Spirit. So that's what I have to say, but I hope it helps.
Thank you very much. It's good to get to know how some of you are feeling. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I know we've sang this once before, but we really felt led to sing it again for the church.
Thank you.
It's beautiful and a real blessing to all of us. Keep looking at this front row down here and thinking they should be singing, but I don't see them making any move to come up. So I guess not. It's been a very blessed evening. Here's one more young fellow.
I enjoyed how you were open with us, Peter. And I was thinking back to the years. You can tell how young I am, 61 years old, but anyway. I remember many years ago when I go to prophesy, great pride would swell up in my heart. And I knew it was wrong and I didn't want it there. And I tried to decide what I should do about that. You know, I came to a conclusion, prophesy anyway. You know, the enemy is always out to defeat us. So I encourage young people, if God puts something on your heart, take your liberty. And if you feel that in your heart, give it to God. And He will take care of it. Bless God. We need that every member of the body ministering. That's so important. Brother was up here speaking about how he was going to a campground and how things had changed over the years. If each one endeavors to do their part, change comes. And we all become more free. Enjoy more of the moving of God's wonderful Holy Spirit.
Let everybody know, I'm Reggie Kechter. I was the one to put the prayer request out for my niece. I just want to thank you all for the wonderful prayers that have gone out. The last word I have heard, the babies are stable. And they can see no abnormalities through the ultrasounds. And I do want to have one prayer request for you guys. They think that my niece now has lupus, but they do believe that it can be treated, and it's been kind of hidden until the pregnancy came. So that's the first thing I want to say. Then Peter, you really struck something on me, and thank God that he has had his hand in them. I've watched you grow for the many years I've been here. But many of you asked about my sons, Jake and Nick, who you guys haven't seen this year. And they approached me this year about not coming to camp. And one of the reasons why they approached me is they felt they never had any friends. Okay? They never could connect. And that was really, really hard for me as a father to hear. And I know that many of you young people have accepted Jake and Nick as friends on Facebook. Facebook is huge, and I know how many people here are on Facebook. And I know some of you see some of the things my son Jake writes. Jake, to remind some of you, was the little boy, I don't know what it was, about 5 years ago, Andy, that you asked him to come up here. And Jake recited the books of the Bible backwards. And he has experienced many wonderful things, but now he's also experiencing what the world does when you make bad company. I know some of you see some of the things that he's written on Facebook, and I can't keep him from writing certain things. But I ask in your heart, instead of condemning him, I ask that you pray for my sons. because they weren't blessed with, many of you don't know what it's like to be in a divorce situation where things are split and you got one person telling you one thing and one person telling you the other. And let me tell you, it's a very, very delicate walk as a godly father trying to raise two boys with someone who doesn't believe. And I don't condemn their mother. And I ask that you also pray for Jake and Nick's mom, that somehow, deep inside, she will find that truth of Jesus Christ that I know is calling her. So I just ask, and people, when you're on Facebook and you see those things and you see Jake's Nick, Jake or Nick's name pop up because it's Facebook, oh, Jake wrote on someone's wall or Nick wrote on someone's wall. Say a prayer for my children. Say a prayer for my children that they will not lose their way. And that's the cry of a father's heart. So, thank you.
It's very easy for us to see someone that maybe doesn't seem to be friendly with us, and we just let them go. But really, we should be reaching out to them as much as we possibly can and make sure that I would really pray that there's no one will leave this camp this time and think that I don't have any friends or no one cares about me, because we really do care, really care about one another. We really need to understand that, even though we sometimes, some of us don't have the skills to show that, just show that we care. But we do care for all of you. And as Reggie has requested, if there's ever any chance to reach out to his sons, and I'm sure if we pray, the Lord will make a way that we can reach out to them. Praise God. There are some people that are going to be leaving tomorrow. Could you stand and let me know who's not going to be here for breakfast tomorrow? So these are people that you need to say goodbye to tonight. Don't wait till tomorrow. Andy is one of them, and I'd like him to come up here and close the service in prayer. And after he does that, we'll hear the announcements.
I'll say goodbye to you tonight because we're getting up. We're leaving at 4 in the morning, so most of you probably won't be up at that time. And Reggie, the last chapter is not written yet. Amen. Young people, just as we close, everyone here alike, just remember you're a tremendous witness to your friends. Be a witness. Be a witness to those around you. Let your light shine to other people. You can save a life just by being a friend sometime. Be a positive influence. Don't fall into the trap of the world. If you see a friend going astray, help them out a little bit. Give them a word of encouragement. Scold them if you have to. But reach out to them. You can save a life by doing that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we, with great gratitude tonight, we thank you for the wonderful things that have been shared by song and by testimony and by precious little nuggets have been brought forth, dear Lord, for the kingdom of heaven. We are so thrilled for that, and we give you thanks. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the body ministry that you're moving in every member of the body of Christ, and we so appreciate that. I'd like to pray a special prayer tonight, dear Lord, for Jacob and Nick, and for all of the young people that may be struggling, that may be on the fence. I'd like to pray for them, dear Lord, and pray that you put your arms around them and keep them in the fold and bring them into the fold. I pray for our young people, our young men and young women and children, dear Lord, boys and girls, that they can continue to take a stand for you, dear Lord, that they can stand tall and stand strong consistently for you, dear Lord. We bless these young people and just pray that you hold them tightly in your hand. And now, dear Lord, we bless the service as we close and give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.